Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
It seems like this presidential campaign went on for years. I was worried the result wouldn't be clear. Hanging chads, zealous poll watchers, unsubstantiated claims of widespread voter fraud, and elections too close to call could have resulted in an election decided by attorneys and courts instead of voters. Some good news. Neither Romney nor Obama have to move. That must be a relief to them and their families. The election is also good news for conservative talk radio. They do better attacking and tearing down than they do supporting and building up. Interpret the results any way you want. Rush and Hannity have their interpretations. Check out what Ted Nugent wrote about the election on Twitter, and then translate it into English for me. To me, Romney was probably a decent guy, but about as dull as Al Gore or John Kerry. I found McCain much more accessible. Romney seemed like a reasonable moderate who then tried to appeal to the far right. He wound up meeting his own positions, coming and going. His own party didn't do him any favors, especially with comments about rape that seemed to come from the Dark Ages. I know this election is difficult for sincere conservatives. I was amazed George W. got elected once, but I was downright depressed when he was reelected. I got over it in a year or two. I still struggle with the idea that a few small states become more important than all the others. California doesn't exactly get ignored, but it's clear both major candidates were more interested in California fundraising than California issues. I'm glad we were spared the flood of negative campaign ads, but I wish our media could have realized a little more of that revenue, because campaigns certainly generate revenue. The Washington Times estimates that over $6 billion were spent in this campaign. Obama raised over $1 billion, Romney over $900 million. Romney had to spend some of his money fighting other Republicans through the primary. Both Romney and Obama turned down federal campaign finance assistance, as this would have significantly limited what they could spend. Ironically, the Libertarian candidate was the only one to accept a financial handout. So now's the time in elections when winners express their desire to reach across the aisles. If there is any mandates in this election, it's that all sides need to give a little to get anything done. If not, it's a standoff. Reaching across the aisles is not that easy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was the primetime speaker at the GOP convention and campaigned actively to support Mitt Romney. But when his state was underwater, he declined requests to make more campaign appearances, and this enraged Romney's operatives. Then Christie actually reached across the aisle and thanked President Obama for a rapid response. Radio entertainer Rush Limbaugh called Christie a fat fool and suggested there was man love between Christie and Obama. Okay, Limbaugh has demonstrated both a lack of personal insight and a dirty mind. And if we're talking about how to sustain a long-term relationship, Rush could actually learn a lot from both Christie and Obama. But his attack demonstrates that many people like Rush are more interested in fanning the flames of partisanship than actually addressing real problems or reaching real solutions. And if somebody doesn't reach across the aisle, we're stuck 50-50. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.